I'd like to give the, before we go to this one more time, I would like to ask Ariel to make any comments regarding the Pilgrim Pipeline, I'm assuming?
Yes, I have a little spiel, if that's okay. you all are pretty familiar with me coming
this
here.
This is Ariel Harmon.
Hi.
Heads up a volunteer organization, action organization regarding the Pilgrim Pipeline.
So I just wanted to kind of give a quick update and let everybody know about a public meeting that is upcoming.
Copy for each of you.
The most recent development, which you may be familiar with already because you received the documents, is that the positive declaration on the project was released last week by the lead agencies. And this marks the beginning of the scoping period. This is the time period where public input is brought into the process, and the lead agencies will use this public input to direct the requirements for the environmental impact statement for this double pipeline project that is slated to come through our community. In the past, the town of Catskill had passed a resolution against the pipelines in recognition of the incompatibility with the town's development plans, in particular with the Leeds development project. Since then, it's been pointed out and discussed that the pipeline route also directly intersects the main water infrastructure for the village of Catskill, which, as is been discussed here, is also the water sewer infrastructure for a lot of the town of Catskill. The company that's proposing to put this pipeline in has not recognized anything about this intersection of the oil pipelines with our water infrastructure, so they've provided no information, no guidance on how to protect our water infrastructure, or what they plan to do with it, how they plan to deal with it. As of now, they've completely ignored it. They never even put the Village of Catskill or the Water Board on their mailing list to receive information and updates about this project. This creates really a quadruple threat to our community. So there's two pipelines. There's a crude oil pipeline and a finished products pipeline, such as gasoline. And it's affecting our water supply and our sewer lines. So the impacts on the town and the village are both pretty extreme. The village and large areas of the town could be left without water. As I mentioned, the Leeds development project would be threatened in yet another manner. The New York State Department of Health-supported sewer expansion project would also be threatened, along with all of our sewage infrastructure, which puts the Catskill Creek, among other creeks in this area, at risk of contamination. In response to these threats, the Village of Catskill and the Catskill Water Board have also recently agreed to pass resolutions against the Pilgrim Pipelines project. So, where we are now is we are hosting a public information meeting on September 29th, which we want to invite all municipal leaders, all residents, anybody who's concerned or interested in finding out what this project could mean for us, where we are now, how we move forward. And I wanted to also point out how important this is to our first responders, and also put out a special invitation to our first responders to come to the meeting and try to learn more about this. They would be the first people at risk. They would be on the front lines of dealing with an emergency. They would be the ones carrying responsibility of dealing with an emergency that we, along with every other small town and village, are not financially equipped to handle. So there's some really, really big issues involved. And also at the meeting, so it's going to be information, and it will be, we're also going to have at the meeting a scoping workshop where people can learn how to submit their comments in the scoping process.
So the town has pretty much agreed that environmental impact, economic impact, first responder impact. So we're on board. We have economic impact participation from the IDA in terms of their assessment of any potential projects and the impact this would have on. We We will participate in the public comment and the scoping process. So we will articulate that in all the ways, and I'm sure one or two of us will be present at the
Your training. Great.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you. All right. And if it might be possible for Liz to put the flyer up in the office.
Absolutely.
And
we'll post it on whatever
media
we have.
And it's on Facebook, too. The sites are on the flyer, so you can find it.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone. We appreciate it.